This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's about the end of the school year. We're going to talk about Roseburg High School and interview a couple of the valedictorians. We're starting, though, with Principal Dr. Jill Weber, and you've got to be happy for the graduation forecast.
Oh, my gosh, really? It is supposed to be exactly perfect for what we want for that day.
Talk about, overall, how the year went.
It was a great year. I hate to talk about COVID at all, but I want to say it really felt like we were back at school, that things were back to normal and we're able to get back to what we know school should be like.
So any new things this past year or any big changes or anything?
I don't think we did anything amazingly different. It was more of just getting back to what we know works. And so we saw an increased involvement of students. So, for example, track, we usually had nearly 100 kids. This year we had 170 kids out. So all of our activities, our clubs grew, our sports numbers grew, our students' engagement in school grew. So it really felt like we're back at what we know Roseburg High School should feel like.
Do you feel like last year, I mean, kids were back at school, but there was kind of a reluctance to re-engage in some things?
Yeah, after some time doing school differently, it felt strange to come back into a room and be able to talk again and join in groups and discussions. And it took us a bit to get back to that. But this year, we're absolutely back.
So looking ahead, do you see, because you're shifting positions, we'll talk about that in a while, but what about staff retirements? Is there more of that going on right now?
We haven't seen tons of retirements, but I want to say we did see some significant staff members who are retiring, staff members who have had over 30 years in our school district. So Scott Lovemark is moving on, and he had over 30 years, and Jennifer Weiss, who's been a teacher at Roseburg High School for over 30 years. We also have Russ Bolin and Mike Parr, who began teaching the same year I did. So the three of us together started and they're still in the district. So those are significant members of our school community who are retiring.
And what does that mean for IHS next year?
We're replacing positions. We're hiring new people. There's new energy. There's excitement for what's bringing forward. So even the loss of people like that, change brings opportunity, and we're excited to see what it brings.
What about things you're especially proud of in terms of how they went this year?
I'm very proud of our students and of our staff. The resiliency, the excitement, the engagement, the involvement, that's mostly what I'm really proud of, is that we went through a couple of hard years, but we're coming back stronger than ever, and we're seeing the fruits of that.
What about sort of the that's great when you can't get a word out right and you've got a principal looking at you. One of the sort of the after effects of the pandemic has been, it's going to take a while to get the learning back up to where it was before. How's that going?
Yeah, we call it unfinished learning. And there are some things that we still are seeing some lagging results from. Our assessment scores aren't where I want them to be yet. Our attendance rates aren't where I want them to be yet. But we're improving, and we've identified the areas that we need to grow in. And we're supporting our students in getting back that learning, that unfinished learning that we need to. So it's happening. We see the results of that happening.
So Charlize Dela Cruz, one of the finalists for Future First Citizen and one of the valedictorians, are you ready for this Saturday?
I'm going to be honest, no. I can't believe it's coming to an end so soon, but I am excited to try to go on to the next chapter of my life.
How long have you been in Roseburg Schools?
Oh, I've been in Roseburg Schools my whole life. I started at Hugh Crest Elementary and then went to Joe Lane, and now I'm at Roseburg High School.
So do you have favorite classes this past year?
Yeah, I try to pretend like I don't, but I definitely do. My favorite class is AP Lit with Miss Jackson. She's like my second mom. I'm obsessed with her, and she knows that.
And what about other ones that you especially like?
I'm really into AP Biology because that's what I'm going to major in college. So it's kind of been very informative and starting to get my toes into what I'm going to fix my future around.
What about other activities you've been involved in besides your regular classes?
Oh, I'm a huge club girl, not like a party club, but like school clubs. I'm the president of ASTRA, the vice president of NHS, the secretary of Green Team, and the secretary of FBLA, and I also do track and field.
So you have plenty of free time.
Oh, yeah. I'm laying around all the time.
So talk about the first group you mentioned, Astra.
Astra. Oh, that's my little project. We're a service club, and we kind of specialize in children's literacy. And this year, our service project was actually trying to get a group of students to read with children and to help organize the library. And it's been the thing I'm most proud of my high school career.
How do you feel about being one of the valedictorians?
Oh, it's crazy because I've always seen like my older siblings and my friends kind of reach that mark, but I'd never thought that I would. So it's crazy that I've finally finished my 4 years and I've worked this hard and seeing the fruits of my labor.
So what about the week after graduation? What are you doing?
The week after graduation? Oh, I haven't even thought that far ahead. But I'm probably going to be working in the bagel tree. You know, my mom's a small business owner and we need employees. So I'm going to be working there. Maybe look for a ceramic studio to work in. Yeah.
And you mentioned your major and your plan for college. Talk more about that.
Oh, I'm going to the University of Portland and I'm going to be majoring in biology. I want to be a genetic engineer. And I kind of just want to do it for my own personal reasons. I want to help improve the world, like create vaccines or try to get some food to be able to help end famine, or try to, at least.
So it's called the genetic what?
Genetic engineering.
Wow. Nothing like striving for something pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty common.
Why did you get drawn to that area?
I got drawn to that area because I always knew I wanted to do something in science, and I always wanted to have a job that mattered to me. And this felt like something that would be exciting and would truly make an impact and make it worthwhile. So I was like, this is the perfect job.
What was the best part of RHS for you?
The best part was, well, I guess the community, like the people there. There's people there that you'll never meet anywhere else. It's a great community, and everyone there is so passionate and kind. I'm really going to be sad about leaving all of that behind.
And what do you think about just your overall 12 years of Roseburg Schools?
Oh, that makes me kind of nostalgic. I feel great about it. I've had some amazing teachers along the way, especially Mrs. Remington. She was the kind of lady who got me into learning, really kind of got me to be a valedictorian. She's the one who got me into learning and reading and all of this stuff. So I'm extremely grateful to her. And I want to also say thanks to my English teachers because they have been awesome and truly what have defined my high school years.
Hunter Fullerton is one of the other valedictorians. Talk about what your senior year has been like.
My senior year has been amazing so far. I guess it's wrapping up now. But I think more than anything, this senior year has had like a lot of ups and downs, I'm sure, for everybody. We've had to take a lot of time to learn new things, get ready for what's coming forward. So I think it's probably been my most transformative year in school. So
get a little closer to the mic here. What about your favorite classes?
I would say my favorite class was my fourth period calculus class with Mr. Richards. Not that I don't enjoy math, but Mr. Richards is probably the only math teacher I've ever had that can like make me laugh about math jokes. So he makes that class very enjoying. So yeah.
Now, I don't often hear calculus and laughter in the same paragraph.
Yeah. I don't know. Mr. Richards is a funny guy. He's super sarcastic, and he's made math super fun for me and my friends. And I think that's probably contributed to my success in that class.
What about activities you've been involved in?
So this year at RHS, I played basketball and baseball. And then I also was a part of FBLA for 3 years at RHS, which is Future Business Leaders of America. It's a club, yeah.
So what did you learn in that?
That was a club. We developed our business skills. So I learned a lot about finances and marketing, and that actually helped me decide sort of what I was going to do in college. And also, it was the first club I ever joined. And I got to interact with a lot of people I don't think I would have if I never got to join a club like that. And so that was super important. And I learned a lot about myself.
So kind of a different group than the ones you played sports with.
Yeah, 100%. Sports are great, but by joining something, getting outside of your comfort zone, you meet new people and learn new things about yourself and about the people around you.
Especially during basketball and baseball, with the club and with schoolwork? How do you juggle all that?
I think my parents were a big help. Scheduling is an important piece, and my parents really helped me out with that. You just got to stay organized. So I hit my practices after school, try to get my homework done as soon as possible, and then obviously whatever time I need to designate towards clubs and other activities, I schedule those out too as well. So
how do you feel about being a valedictorian?
I'm really proud. It's awesome to have that label, but I think more than anything, I'm proud to be associated with the other Vals and Sals. There's a lot of great people that are Vals and Sals this year, and it's been amazing to be associated with people like that.
Are you glad that you worked that hard that you got to that level?
Oh, yes, 100%. I know I've had some people in my family that have been super successful in school, and I've looked up to for a long time. And so working that hard to get to that point, to where I can be a valedictorian, is super important to me and my family.
So talk about what happens the week after graduation.
So I actually have a pretty interesting week after graduation. So I'm going to do the graduation ceremony, go to grad night, and then I'm a super big Miami Heat fan. And as you know, they made the finals. So I was lucky enough to get gifted some finals tickets. So right after grad night.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm going to fly out to Denver and then watch game two of the finals with my best friend, Carter Sedman.
Wow, I'm speechless. That's a pretty cool little post-graduation thing.
Yeah, it was definitely the best gift I've ever received. I mean, I couldn't even hold back my emotions when I saw it. I would have never expected something like that. So.
Wow. Well, after you get through that, hopefully the right team wins for you. But
yeah.
But then again, all my relatives live in Denver. What about college? You talked about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to study business administration at UCC for a year or two. And I actually signed to play basketball with them as well. So I'll try to be juggling basketball and my major is and get ready to transfer out to a four-year university after that.
And then what's your plan with that?
So I have quite a few credits in finances and things like that. So after studying at UCC, I'll probably try to decide whether I'm going to take the marketing route or the finances route. I haven't completely decided. My dad has a background in marketing, but finances also interest me. And so after that, I guess I'll figure that out after the next 2 years.
What was the best part of RHS for you?
I think the best part of RHS for me was that it was like the perfect testing grounds for life skills. I grew a lot at RHS, as I'm sure all of my classmates did, and I learned a lot and I made a lot of mistakes, but it was the perfect place to test out different things. I learned a lot about myself, and if I wouldn't have failed in during my time at high school, I wouldn't be prepared to take on college coming up in the next couple years.
All right, more about the end of the year at RHS when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1248 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue at 4 o'clock. It is wrapping up of the school year for all the schools around Douglas County, but today focusing on Roseburg High School. Principal Dr. Jill Weber back in. We've got a few minutes left. Just to remind people of what parents and community members need to know about Saturday and graduation.
So graduation starts at 11 a.m., but the gates open at 8:30. So people can get there and find their places and get comfortable beginning at 8:30. We also are streaming it online. So if you go to the Roseburg High School webpage and under students, you'll find graduation 2023 with a live link. So if you want to stay home and watch in your comfort, you can do that as well, or share it with people who are across the country.
Well, yeah, because you've got relatives that not everybody can get here. And yeah. One of the things that came out of the pandemic really was that for a few years you had to do stuff like this, but now you can do it and you've got other benefits that before people couldn't be part of.
Yeah, we'd never done that before until the pandemic, and then it's been something that's really a benefit that we've stuck with since then.
So, and you said 8:30 is when things open.
The gates open at 8:30 and the ceremony begins at exactly 11 a.m.
So is it like half shell and you can put your blanket out earlier?
Yeah, kind of can, but you might want to hang out with your blanket for a while too. But yeah, that's what we do. Parking's always an issue because we have more people that want to attend than we have spots for. So getting there early is important. We do have spots for handicapped, but the community has been pretty good about letting us park on the streets and other places too.
Yeah, well, literally. So I live, what, 6 blocks away from the high school? I've had people park on my street.
Yep.
I was like, why are all these cars here? Talk about the rest of graduation, the party that night.
Oh, gosh, we have so much, and it's just a celebration. But one of the things that has been a tradition for 30 years is a grad night. And our community is amazingly supportive, and they support if all-night party. So students, graduating students can come in and spend the evening and into the early morning doing great activities. It is, we keep them there till 3 a.m. And it's at the YMCA, which we did last year, which was phenomenal. They're a great partner for us to have. And students can earn many, many prizes. They get to play games. There's sports games. There's music. There's food. So much food. I could go on about the events. And I am so thankful for this community and the parents who have put that on. So great thing for our kids.
Now, as the kids transition from graduation on to what's next in life, you're making a move too. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's kind of it's mixed feelings. I mean, I love the high school. I love the kids. I love the energy. I love the systems. I love the staff. And I've been blessed to be there for 8 years. But I'm moving to district office to be the director of teaching and learning. And as you know, I was an elementary principal for a few years. And so getting back to work with some elementary schools again and seeing that preschool all the way up through age 20 in our system and supporting the curriculum, the instruction, the assessment, that teaching and learning is something I'm very passionate about. So I look forward to being able to work with all the schools in that capacity, including the high school.
And do you feel like you're going to be able to take all this experience and help not just the high school staff, but all the other ones as well?
I hope to. That's important to me to be a positive influence and see change. And we know that graduation isn't just about that senior year or even their 4 years at the high school. It's about that experience from the very beginning. As you heard Charlize explain, the importance of her first grade teacher and the influence that she had on her in preparing her to read, that's something that every one of our students have. So to know the importance of each of those levels and to be part of that is it's humbling, and it really feels like such an honor to be able to serve in that way.
Now, back up to when you were their age, what led you to get into education to begin with?
When I left Roseburg High School, because I graduated from there, I went to Oregon State and majored in microbiology, and I was going to travel the world and solve viruses and make sure people were healthy, so similar. And then I realized I really needed people. And so to be able to do science and education and make a difference in the world, education spoke to me. And nobody in my family was an educator, but it was the right call for me. And I've been in Roseburg school system as an educator, serving our community for over 33 years now.
Now, talk about your successor. You mentioned you went to Roseburg High. You ended up back here as principal, and I am told that the person following you has a similar story.
Yeah, Dave Vickery, he actually was a student of mine. And so my first year teaching, he was in my class, and we had a connection.
Did he get in trouble very often?
He challenged some things, and he would tell you that. And so he comes to us with some amazing life experiences. He was an engineer. He served in the military. He was a special education teacher. So those life experiences bringing to the community are important. But I think more than that, he has a value similar to what you heard our students say about the importance of this community, the importance of the community of Roseburg High School and what we do and how we support our kids. Dave feels very honored to be able to come back because he feels that this community helped him develop into the man he is today. And he's so grateful for that he wants to raise his son in this community as well. So we're very lucky to have him come back to our community and serve as principal.
So what are your kind of final thoughts about the overall year at RHS?
Oh, I think I've been so busy that I haven't stopped much to really think about where I'm at. But when I do, I definitely get teary-eyed. I have spent nearly half my life at the school, whether either as student or as a teacher or as principal. And so the connections with the school run very deep for me. I will still be connected, But it's been a great year. It's been great seeing us get back to what we know and see the community come back into our school so that we can continue to move forward and do the best we can for our kids.
So real quick, final thoughts, Cherylise. Talk to people about just what it's been like at RHS.
RHS has, like Hunter said, been the perfect place to kind of grow as a person. You're able to try out so many different things, and I was able to definitely find myself, even during the pandemic when it was all virtual. There's still an amazing support system and amazing teachers and an amazing principal. So there's just like, in every way, you are going to be supported there, and it's an amazing community for anyone.
Hunter, what about you? What are your kind of final thoughts as you get ready to head out the door?
Well, I guess Charlize touched on how it was a great spot to, learn and grow. But I think also another thing to mention is that RHS has provided me with some of the most important people I've ever met in my life. I think that people help people. And I've met a lot of important people in my life that have helped me get to where I'm at now and have helped other students at RHS get to where they are at. And so I think that's a very, that's a big takeaway for me is all the people I've met at RHS.
All right, Hunter Fullerton, Charlize Dela Cruz, and Principal Dr. Jill Weber wrapping up Inside Douglas County, 1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.